Start dissociating on Charles Geiger, G-E-I-G-E-R, Geiger, Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Date of birth is 8/21/57. And the date of visit is 8/1/25. Please make a copy for Hezi Cohen, M.D., H-E-Z-I, Hezi Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, M.D. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is multiple cavitary lung nodules. Period. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 67-year-old white male who has a history of diabetes, and history of COPD, has previously been evaluated for atypical mycobacterial infection with cavitary lung nodules in both lung fields. The patient has a cough and he is short of breath with activity, but denied any fevers, chills, night sweats, or hemoptysis. The patient was sent for a CT chest on 7/29/25. And the chest CT showed multiple bilateral upper lobe cavitary lesions. The one in the right upper lobe measuring 3.9 centimeter. Can you please change that CT scan? Was sent for a PET CT scan, which showed multiple bilateral cavitary upper lobe lesions with the right upper lobe cavitary area measuring 3.9 centimeter with a SUV of 3.1. The left upper lobe apical medial mass was 2.7 centimeter with a SUV of 5.2, and bilateral additional masses in the upper lobes, largest of being 3.5 centimeter without significant uptake. There were several 4 to 5 millimeter left upper lobe nodules with mild SUV uptake. The CT was compared to prior CTs done in April of 2025, and the left upper lobe apical mass was not present previously and is new, period. The cavitary lesion in the right upper lobe was present in July of 24 and appears more cavitary now, period. The patient has previously been documented to have M. Kinsasii infection and has been followed by the infectious disease services. He has been on no specific therapy for the atypical mycobacterial disease, period. Next paragraph, past history. Past history includes history of hypothyroidism, history of diabetes mellitus, history of hyperlipidemia, and he also has had history for hernia repair times two and an appendectomy. And a history of COPD. Next, habits of patient smoked for 45 years, about 2 to 3 packs per day, and drinks alcohol regularly. He worked in construction in the past period. Next paragraph, family history, father died of an MI, mother died of a stroke. Next, allergies to statins. Next paragraph, system review, the patient has had no weight loss or fever or fatigue. No glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. There's no hay fever, asthma, yes. Urinary frequency and no dysuria. Yeah, shortness of breath and coughing spells. And he has no abdominal pains, nausea, diarrhea, or GI bleed. No chest or jaw pain, no arm pain or palpitations or leg swelling. No anxiety, no depression. He has joint pains, muscle stiffness. He has numbness of the extremities and memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list include albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, Trilogy Ellipta, 1 puff daily, 100 micrograms, ZTA, 10 milligrams a day, Synthroid, 137 micrograms daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white male is alert, pale but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 128/70, pulse is 86, as patient's 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 195, saturation 94. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Diminished breath sounds to the periphery with occasional wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the absence of irregular, as soon as S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no ganomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, so edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes, 1 plus with no growth, mortal depths, its cranial nerves, grossly intact, skin, no lesions, noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral cavitary lung nodules with possible atypical mycobacterial infection. Number 2 is COPD and emphysema. Number 3 is rule out underlying malignancy. Number 4 is hypothyroidism. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Number 6, diabetes mellitus type 2. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study. CBC, complete metabolic profile, and a coag profile, and a sed rate was ordered. The patient will be scheduled for bronchoscopy to evaluate the lung nodules to rule out atypical infection versus malignancy. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Hezi Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, Hezi, H-E-Z-I, M-D. Dr. D'Souza.